From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, April 29th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the University of Illinois officials and police have been responding to encampments on campus in support of Palestine this weekend. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators camped out overnight at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. They're back to demand the campus divest from companies with ties to Israel's military. As I report, protesters dispute claims the U of I chancellor made saying both parties agreed to relocation away from the Quad. After a long day of protest Friday, U of I Chancellor Robert Jones said negotiations with protesters ended with a peaceful agreement to move the demonstration to a location about a mile away. But one of the organizers said this is, quote, completely false, and that they never agreed to move. She asked not to be named, citing concerns for her safety, and says the push off the main quad is a way for campus administrators to get the protest out of sight.
This is just a tactic from the school to ensure that nobody sees our movement. This location is better because we are in the middle of Dead Set Campus. People who are uneducated about what's going on will be able to learn from our movement.
Police arrested two organizers on Friday at the Encampment for Palestine built in the middle of campus outside the alma mater statue. Their arraignments are scheduled for this week. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom. This story is co-reported by IPM's Emily Hayes. More details online at ipmnewsroom.org. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found working-age rural residents die from natural causes at a higher rate than their urban counterparts. And as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, that mortality gap is widening.
25 to 54-year-olds in rural areas died of natural causes at a higher rate, 6%, than urban residents in 1999. 20 years later, that number swelled to 43%. Researchers found cancer and heart disease were the primary natural causes of death for men and women. National Rural Health Association CEO Alan Morgan says it's harder for rural residents to seek care.
And it's just a matter of not having access to local care. And also taking time off of work to be able to have to drive an hour or two to seek care.
Morgan says there are multiple reasons for the disparity, including rural hospital closures. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Researchers say since cash bail was eliminated in Illinois, almost no one charged with domestic violence is being held in jail while awaiting trial. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Researchers from Loyola University analyzed data from Cook and three collar counties. Based on preliminary observations, they found that a small percentage of people charged with domestic violence crimes are detained pre-trial. Survivor advocate Amanda Pyron says that shows the system is working the way it should.
Judges are using their discretion on who to detain and when, and that's exactly what we wanted. It doesn't serve anyone to have folks incarcerated, unable to work, unable to support their families, unable to engage in society, if they don't pose an imminent threat.
The law took money out of the process of determining who gets released from jail while awaiting trial, but allows judges to detain people if they pose a safety risk. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Former Illinois football players Johnny Newton, Isaiah Adams, Tip Ryman, and Casey Washington were selected in the 2024 NFL Draft. Newton was selected in the second round to the Washington Commanders, Adams and Ryman went to the Arizona Cardinals, and Casey Washington went to the Atlanta Falcons. Along with the four draftees, many former Illini are seeking to become undrafted free agents. Former Illini defensive tackle Keith Randolph Jr. has already been signed to stay in Illinois with the Chicago Bears. Still to come, we'll learn more about how the University of Illinois officials and police have been responding to encampments in support of Palestine on campus this weekend. That story is next on 217 Today.
Explore the transformative potential of the arts in the documentary series The Expressway with Dulé Hill. The series delves into the profound impact of the arts on our daily lives, centered on the diverse perspectives of artists from across the U.S. Viewers join lifelong singer, dancer, and actor Dulé Hill in a celebration of community and creative expression. The Expressway with Dulé Hill is available to stream now with the free PBS app or on our website at video.will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators camped out overnight at the University of Illinois Urbana campus. The latest protest is a continuation of demonstrations that began Friday. Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield spoke with IPM News reporter Emily Hayes earlier this morning.
So, Emily, you were out on the quad early this morning and you found protesters had camped out there overnight in the rain. Can you talk a little bit about what you heard from them?
They were worried about police coming and breaking up their encampment, but it didn't happen so far. I talked to a couple people. It was pretty quiet overnight. They were just cold from the rain. They had people watching out all night in shifts, handing out supplies. One Students for Justice in Palestine organizer said that she just texted that she needed another blanket and someone handed her one through her tent flap immediately.
Okay, sounds like everybody is kind of lending a hand to each other while they're out there. What do demonstrators want from the university?
Their main call is divestment from Israel. They want the U of I to divest from weapon manufacturers and institutions. They want them to disclose all financial assets, including investments, endowments, and other holdings. They want them to cease all ties with, quote, genocidal corporations and grant amnesty to all student protesters.
And Emily, U of I administrators have said protesters are allowed to be on campus as long as they don't construct tents or erect any structures. They say this is campus policy for the safety of students and that students will face consequences, even arrest or temporary suspension, should they violate that policy. Now, Chancellor Jones also sent a mass mail to the campus community last night saying that administrators offered protesters a meeting with him and U of I System President Tim Killeen if they took down the tents. But this offer was refused, especially as we heard you out there on the field and there are still tents. Why was the offer refused?
So first of all, they said that their goal is not to get a meeting with the chancellor, the president. What they want is divestment. So one student organizer I spoke with said that they will not take down the tents until the university agrees, not just to a meeting, but to divest from companies with ties to the Israeli military. And they won't take down the tents until that promise is made. So part of the reason for the tents is very practical. They want to stay out there for a long time. It's raining. And to keep student protesters safe during the demonstration, they need tents. They also have food. So the tents are keeping that dry. It's also symbolic. Here's what one student protester had to say about that.
The tents are representing the solidarity of all the individuals here with Gaza. All of those on the Rafah border right now who are consistently being bombed. And all they have is their tents to protect them. So we have to do what we can to make sure that we put pressure on the university that they will divest. They will divest from Israeli companies that are flooding money into killing more than 35,000 people. Continuing on today, Rafah is still being bombed as we speak. And our school is still complicit in that genocide.
Thank you for sharing that tape, Emily. There have been Jewish students out on the quad as well. What is their message at this time?
So there was a handful of counter-protesters briefly who were pro-Israeli. They say the pro-Palestinian protests make them feel unwelcome. The Illini Chabad student board posted on Facebook that they, quote, would like to render our unwavering support for all of our fellow Jewish brothers and sisters. We stand firmly behind Israel's right to exist and hope for a peaceful solution. Other Jewish students, actually, it seems like at least a dozen, maybe two dozen, are protesting for justice in Palestine as an expression of their faith. They say the demonstrators have been very welcoming. They also say that, you know, phrases like never again can't just mean never, no genocide to people who are like us, but also no genocide to anyone else. Around sunset, there were prayers going on for both Jewish students for Passover and Muslim students.
All right, Emily, we have just about a minute left. Can you tell me what comes next for the demonstrators and what will you be paying attention to going forward?
So there's supposed to be a meeting tonight between organizers and Chancellor Jones. I still need to confirm with U of I officials if that's still on for today. No police presence yet, but that could change. And protesters remain on the quad and we'll continue checking in on the situation there.
Emily, thank you so much for joining me and I look forward to getting more updates.
This is a developing story, co-reported by Illinois Student Newsroom reporters Farrah Anderson and Noor Longhi. For the latest, go to ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy, with rain likely, and a high of 73 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today, contributed by Farrah Anderson, Mala Iqbal, Anna Pope, Colin Highslope, Noor Longhi, and Emily Hayes. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.